beginning of this week's parsha, Paro calls Moshe and Aaron and asks them, who are those, Miva Miva Holchim, who are those that want to leave Mitzrayim? And the Pasuk, in Parak Yud, Pasuk Tes, responds, Vayomer Moshe bin Arenu b'skenenu neilech, b'vanenu b'nosinu b'tzoninu b'karenu neilech, ki chag Hashem lanu. It's a chag, it's a yantif, a festival, and therefore we need to go with all of our family, all of our children, everyone, Klal Yisrael in its entirety. And Paro responds, Lo chein, l'chuna ha'gvarim, v'ivdu es Hashem. You should go, the men, and be Oved Hashem, ki osa atem mevakshim, because that's what you were requesting. V'yigarish osam me'ez p'nei Paro. And Paro responds, no, the ones who really you're requesting to go to serve God are the men and no one else, and that's all you need, not to go with the entire family. And the question is, the Chasam Sofer raises, they're not speaking the same language. Moshe presents to Paro, there's a chag, there's a yontif, and therefore we require our families in its entirety, all the children, as we find in throughout the halachos that refer to Aliyah Regal and Yantif, that all of the women and children and the men came, and the families as a whole came to celebrate the Chag. And Paro responds, no, you don't need that. What's their machlokis? Paro says, no, the men can go, no one else. The Chasam Sofer asks, why is Paro so sure about his approach, and what is he not understand about Moshe Rabbeinu's approach? They're not speaking the same language. One told him this is the definition of Chag, and Paro said, no, this is the definition of Chag. And it's like each one has an appropriate argument. What is the underlying argument behind the Psuk? That's the question of Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer develops an idea that is really presents a fundamental debate how to approach spirituality and Avodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro were debating what is Avodas Hashem? How does one serve God? Paro said that it's appropriate for those priests, those cardinals, those that are intellectual, those that are of a certain hierarchy, they are the ones who are to serve Hashem. That is one who is appropriate. Those who are separated from the world, those that are separated from the physical aspects of the world, that is the way the Ummus HaOlam view serving God. There are unique few that can serve God, and they separate themselves from the world, they separate themselves from all mundane, all physicality, and those are the unique who can serve Hashem. And therefore, Paro said, it's sufficient for you to select a few, gvarim, and no one else needs to go. Why are you bothering with sending the whole family? And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, you missed the boat. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, the Ummus HaOlam, you don't understand what it means to celebrate a chag. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a select few that he's asking to celebrate on Yom Tov. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have specific people that are sitting in caves or that are meditating that are on a certain intellectual level that can communicate with God. The Ribbono Shel Olam expects from us on Yom Tov that it should be men, women, and children. Everyone should be involved with the Yom Tov process. It should be a celebration of the family in its entirety. And even the children are necessary for the Yom Tov. And there's a fundamental debate how to understand Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is not for the select few. Avodas Hashem is not for those that are separated from the physical world. No, it's the opposite. It's taking the physical world. It's taking the experiences and our family experiences and our day-to-day experience with our family, and through our family and through our physical mundane reality, we need to bring that up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis mimics this idea. He quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that there's a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, two Tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim, b'riyoso min ha-shamayim. Kol ma sheyesh b'aretz, b'riyoso min ha-aretz. And Rabbi Eliezer presents, though, that which was created in the skies is a creation for the sky. Kol ma sheyesh ba'aretz, anything that was that is found in the land is a creation from the land. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. Kol ma sheyesh ba'shamayim uba'aretz ein briyaso elam ha'shamayim. Rabbi Yeshua says that's not the case. Anything that exists, whether or not it's in the sky, whether or not it's on the ground, that is all from Shamayim. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that this debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that they debate whether or not those of the things that were that are found in the Aretz, on the land, the physical aspects of our world, was that also created by Shamayim? So Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, everything was created from Shamayim. This debate mimics itself in the Gemaras, in Beitza, and other places in Shas, how to celebrate on Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer is of the approach that one can celebrate in two avenues, Kulo Lachem or Kulo Lashem. Either one can celebrate on a spiritual level, Kulo Lashem, or no, one can celebrate in a mundane level, Kulo Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they're not a contradiction. One can celebrate on Yom Tov. One is obligated to celebrate on Yom Tov and split it the day in half. Chatzi lachem, v'chatzi lashem. We are supposed to imbue the day not only in spirituality and tefillos, but also bring our physical eating and celebration with our families and our day-to-day lives. We should imbue them with kedusha, because this is Rabbi Yeshua that explained that which we deal with in the Aretz, in our lives, in the world today, and that exists on the ground, that was also created by Shamayim, and that is not distant and detached from Inyanei Shamayim. That is also imbued with the source and the Kedusha of Shamayim as well. And they're not two separate entities. And Rabbi Yeshua explains that the day of Yom Tov is a day that we take physical achila, lachem, and family celebration, and we dedicate it towards the Ribbono Shalom, and we serve the Ribbono Shalom with these physical, mundane, daily aspects of communal family responsibility, family celebration, and we serve it and present it towards the Ribbono Shalom. We do so as a family, we do so with achila. All the physical aspects are served towards the Ribbono Shalom. It's spirituality. Rabbi Yeshua mimics this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro, spirituality is not for those that are separated from the world. No, you can achieve spirituality with our day-to-day lives, and with our children, and with our family, and with everything we're used to on a daily level. It's not a contradiction. Yaakov Kamenetsky goes on to explain, similar to the Scham Sofer, that this is a machlokes ikarit bein Yisrael la'am. This is something that we debate between the Umos Ha'olam and us. According to us, he explains, ha'nefesh v'ha'guf, the soul and the body, yesh lahem kishur sintedi, they are connected at their essence. As the Ramban explains, on the Pasuk in Bereishis, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam blew within us on neshama, shegam ha'guf, nis'al al yedei ha'nesham. Our physical body is also blended and connected to the neshama as well. It is nis'ala, it is elevated, al yedei the neshama. Rabbi Yaakov explains that the Umos Ha'olam understand that the neshama is not connected to the guf. It's in a separate compartment. It doesn't really blend together with the guf. Spirituality is a separate entity. Spirituality, as Paro was presenting, was for the unique gvarim that were expected to serve Hashem, and is not for the klal as a whole, is not for the family, and is not for the physical mundane world. And that's something that we disagree with. We believe that physicality has a deep connection with spirituality, and therefore our day of Yom Tov involves both the physical world, involves both the physical achila, and also involves our experiences with our day-to-day experiences with our wife and children. And we want to take our daily lives and celebrate in that same way on the Yom Tov and the Chag that we are celebrating for Hashem. And this is what the Meshech Chochmah explains, is the idea of Yom Tov. The Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Emor explains that the idea of Yom Tov is focused on our family, our friends, our community. And that is why there are special heterim to cook on Yom Tov for hol u'mikloi orchin. in case orchim guests might come, the Gemara says there is a heter to cook on Yontif. Because we want to create an ability to serve Hashem on a communal level with all our family, with our daily lifestyle, with the community as a whole, and not for the select few. And that was what Moshe was presenting towards Paro. You misunderstand what our chag is. You have the approach of the Umos HaOlam, of the neshama which is totally detached from the physical, from the guf. We do not believe so. We believe that everything in the world can serve Hashem, and even our guf, and even our families, even our lifestyle that you would think on a daily level is not necessarily spiritual, we can bring that and infuse spirituality into that and serve Hashem with our day-to-day family lifestyle as well. And this, I think, is the message of the end of the parsha as well. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that we have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen at the end of the parsha. And it's very strange. The whole concept of Pidyon HaBen, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. This child is holy, is really kadosh, and he belongs to the Kohen, and we celebrate a celebration when we now remove that kedusha, and he's removed from the life of a Kohen, from the hands of the Kohen, and he just becomes a regular Jew. Why is that so? The removal of spirituality should not be a celebration. So why do we celebrate? And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, because yes, this child was kulo kadosh. He was a fetus, he was learning Torah, and that was beautiful. But we recognize when we celebrate the Pidyon HaBen that that's not the tafkid, and that's not our tafkid in this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam put us on this world in a guf, in a physical body, in a physical world, on the aretz, in order to add spirituality to the physicality of this world. In order to imbue kedusha into all that is mundane. And that is the message of Pidyon HaBen. We celebrate that we have an opportunity now to imbue kedusha and to elevate all the physical and mundane and bring that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think this idea of Pidyon HaBen really mimics this idea of what we were presenting to Paro at the beginning of the Parsha. That is our tafkid. That is what we now are growing into now as Am Yisrael. We are now growing to be an Am that is now fit to be Chogeg for Hashem. To take our families, to take our lifestyle and serve Hashem on the day of Yontif. As a community, as a family, and take our guf and serve Hashem with Chatzi Lachem. The Eretz, as Rabbi Yeshua says, is also connected to the Shemayim. And that, the Chasam Sofer explains, is really the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer says, we have a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah tells us, you are not allowed to be poda your son al yidei shliach. And it's a tremendous discussion, what the source of the Ramah is. That one has to be poda his son himself, and he can't appoint an agent to act on his behalf to be poda his son, to redeem his son for Pidyon HaBen. And the Chasam Sofer explains, you want to know the source. The Chasam Sofer writes, the source is, because when the Ribbono Shel Olam freed us and redeemed us from Mitzrayim, it was as if it was a Pidyon HaBen. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, as we say in the Haggadah, Ani velo shliach, Ani velo malach, I, myself, was poda my children, Klal Yisrael, my Bni Bechori, my firstborn, my most precious creatures in this world, I redeemed them myself. Therefore, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen should parallel that, and the father should be poda his son, should redeem his son also on his own. This explains that the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the argument of Moshe of what the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was to be chogeg in a physical and family-oriented way. And the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the transformation that we were going through to be an Am right now, was as if it was Pidyon HaBen. And just as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the whole concept, the whole celebration of Pidyon HaBen is understanding that we have a tremendous opportunity to now take a physical body, not just a fetus, and imbue spirituality into that physical world. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro. That is the yisod of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam now is taking us out as a person who's poda his son. And we are going through that same transformation that a firstborn goes through when his father redeems him, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky so beautifully explained. I'd just like to leave off with a comment of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, that he explains Moshe Rabbeinu in the same idea that the Chasam Sofer is explaining. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Binareinu b'skenenu nelech." We want to go with all of our families. We have no intermediaries, no priests, no representatives before God. If we are to go, we must all go, from the youngest infant in his cradle to the last sheep in our possession. We do not have the perspective that only the select serve God. We all must go. And as Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch explains somewhere else, that the Lashon of Chag is Milashon Chug, a circle. We all are equidistant in the circle, celebrating around God on the Yontif. And the Yontif is the one that includes everyone into the circle, our children, and all of our families.